So this morning I want to give you the instructions for entering the first jhana. It's a little absurd for me to be giving you the instructions this early in the course because it's going to take you some time to get settled in enough to actually start experiencing the jhanas. But because each of you settles in at a different rate, there is no perfect time to give you the instructions for the first jhana. So I will give them to you now so that you have some idea of what you're aiming at. And then after 3, 4, 5 days, when your mind really settles in and you can recognize that you are at access concentration, then you have a chance to put the instructions into use. But this gives you an idea of where you're going. I will repeat them again during this course, so don't feel like you have to memorize everything right now or never get it. If you want to take notes during any of my talks, feel free to bring in pen and paper. It's fine. So as I said last night, it's necessary to generate a certain amount of concentration before you're able to enter the first jhana. This concentration is known as access concentration, and there are a number of ways to do it. It can be done with mindfulness of breathing. This is probably the most common way that the students I work with manage to get to access concentration. It can be done with metta. It can be done with a body scan, the sweeping practice that Mr. Goenka has made famous in the West. It can be done with a mantra. For those of you who have done mantra meditation, if you want to work with a mantra, then let me know in your interview and we can discuss how to do that. Today I'm going to talk primarily about working with the breath as the access method. So you sit down, you get yourself settled, you put your attention on the breathing, as I said last night, at the nostrils if that will work for you, otherwise at the belly or the chest, and you pay attention to the physical sensations associated with breathing. When your mind wanders off, as it will do, it's no big deal. You notice it's wandered off. It's helpful to label the distraction. The first label that comes to mind is always correct. Labels are one word, maybe two words, never more than three words. And just label the thought. Let it go. Relax. Come back to the breathing. The labeling helps you identify where your mind tends to go, and it also helps you disidentify with the thought stream. The thoughts may be quite interesting and wonderful, but by putting a label on it, you're not so caught up in them, and you find it's easier to let them go, relax, and come back to the breath. And so you do this repeatedly. Again, again, until eventually your mind settles on the breath. There can be some signs along the way that you are beginning to get concentrated. The first one that may show up is various visual images. Purple blobs, laser light shows, things like that. Those are signs that you are beginning to get concentrated. There's nothing to do with these things, just ignore them, right? Another visual possibility that might show up when you actually do get concentrated is a diffuse white light. It's like you're sitting in a dark room and somebody comes in and starts pushing the dimmer switch up and it begins to get brighter. Or you're meditating on a cloudy day and the sun comes out from behind a cloud and it gets brighter. You're seeing this with your eyes closed, this sort of diffuse white light coming. that's a sign of good concentration. The various moving images and so forth is just beginning to get concentrated. But when you get the steady, diffuse white light, if you get it, it's a sign of good concentration. Some people get that diffuse white light every time they get concentrated. Some people never see that diffuse white light. Some people see it sometimes and sometimes they don't. So it's not a requirement or anything. It's just that if you see it, you know it's a sign of good concentration. Another sign, if you're working with the breath, that your concentration is getting good, is that the breath becomes very shallow. You sit down, your breath is normal, coming and going, and then after some period of time, your breathing becomes very slow and very shallow. This is also a sign of good concentration. There can, however, be a tendency, if the breath gets very shallow, to want to take a deep breath and get it going again. This is the wrong thing to do. There's a trick for entering the jhanas. If the breath has gotten very shallow and it's actually become difficult to follow the breath, or if it seems like the breath has disappeared completely, or if you have been at access concentration for 10 to 15 minutes, 5 to 10 to 15 minutes, let go of the breath and put your attention on a pleasant sensation. Now you might be wondering, what pleasant sensation? Well, if you can smile when you meditate, that fake smile, by the time you get to access concentration, will have turned into a genuine smile. And then you only need to move your attention 2 centimeters to feel a pleasant sensation. The smile, when it works, seems to work very well. Unfortunately, it seems to work for only about 25% of my students. There have been too many people in Western culture told, smile, whether you feel like it or not. And so I'm getting up there and telling you, when you meditate, smile, whether you feel like it or not. And you may not want to smile. I know that's because I didn't want to smile when they told me to smile when I meditated. But if you can somehow manage to put that fake smile on your face and keep putting it back if it falls off, eventually, it will become a genuine smile. By the time you get to access concentration, it will feel real. Stay at access concentration for some time to let your concentration build. Don't just take 3 breaths in a row and think, okay, I'm there. But let it build for 5 to 10 to 15 minutes. Or if the breath disappears completely, or it gets so shallow that you think, oh, I have to take a deeper breath, then forget about the breath and put your attention on a pleasant sensation. The first place to try is a smile. As I say, though, it only works for about 25% of my students. The most common place that people find a pleasant sensation is in the hands, a sort of warm, tingly glow in the hands. Let go of the breath and put your full attention on the pleasantness of that sensation. Other possibilities for a pleasant sensation are the heart center. Particularly if you're doing metta meditation, you may feel that you have a warm glow in your heart and you can put your attention there. The third eye, top of the head, top of the shoulders, actually you name a body part. And I've had some student who found a pleasant sensation in that body part, and they were able to put their attention on it and keep their attention on it. So, you work with a meditation object, such as the breath. You get distracted, you come back again and again until you settle in. And after you've settled in at access concentration, and been there for some time, Then shift your attention to a pleasant sensation. And then comes the really difficult part. Do nothing else. Just stay focused on the pleasantness of the pleasant sensation. Now, by the pleasantness, I mean if somebody were to ask you, is that sensation pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? And you were to say it's pleasant, what about it enables you to tell it's pleasant? Whatever that is, that's what your focus is on. It's not on the location or how long the pleasant sensation has been there or how strong it is or whether it's increasing or decreasing. It's just the fact that it's pleasant. Now, of course, it will be located someplace if it's a physical sensation. But you're not so much focusing on the location as enjoying the pleasantness. All right? So, work with the access method, the breath or the metta or whatever. When you get to access concentration, recognize that you're there. We could define access concentration as being fully with the object of meditation and not becoming distracted. If there are thoughts, they're in the background, very wispy, and they don't pull you away. If you're with the breath, you know each in-breath, you know each out-breath. Stay at access concentration for, I say, 5 to 10 to 15 minutes. When you get well concentrated, your sense of time gets quite distorted and you can't tell how long you've been someplace. So stay there a while and let the concentration build. Or if the breath disappears completely, then switch to the pleasant sensation. And when you switch to the pleasant sensation, just enjoy the pleasantness. Don't do anything else. If you can stay with enjoying the pleasantness of the pleasant sensation, eventually it will increase in intensity a bit, and then a bit more, and then still more, until it takes off into an obviously altered state of consciousness, full of physical rapture, glee, excitement, and emotional joy, happiness. That's the first jhana. When it arises, you will recognize, oh, this is really different. If it comes, that energetic sense now becomes your focus of attention. It's like the pleasant sensation transforms into this energetic release. This first jhana has two major components. There is piti, which is the physical excitement. It seems to be, for most people, an uprush of energy. Piti seems to be the same energy as kundalini energy, although it's used somewhat differently. And it seems to be the same energy as the Tibetan tummo, or heat energy. You may have heard about the Tibetans in the winter. They go out at night, they chop a hole in the ice, they take a sheet and dip it into the icy river, and then they wrap it around a meditator, and the meditator is to dry the sheet with their body heat. This is a good thing to learn if you're a meditator in Tibet. All right. Maybe it's a good thing to learn in Finland as well. It seems to get cold here. But I don't know that practice, so you have to learn it from someone else. But the energy that you produce can show up as physical energy with a vibration or as heat. It can make you sit up very straight. Hopefully it's accompanied by sukha, which is the joy, the happiness. The energy by itself is not particularly pleasant. It's like sticking your finger in the electrical socket if it's quite strong. But if it has the sukha with it, then it can become quite pleasant. and it can be quite an intense experience. Now, often what happens is someone gets to access concentration. They recognize, yeah, I'm with the object, the breath, and I've been here for quite a while. And they put their attention on the pleasant sensation, and nothing happens. And then they start saying, nothing's happening. Don't do that. Do nothing else but enjoy the pleasantness. Right? If you start commenting on nothing's happening, you pretty much guarantee nothing will happen. Or if something does start to happen, it starts to get a little stronger, then, ooh, it's happening, which makes it go away. Right? Or maybe you try and help it. That doesn't work either. Meditation is about observation. The entry to the jhanas is simply a matter of shifting your attention from one object to another skillfully. So you put it on the breath, you get lost, you put it back on the breath, you get lost, you put it back on the breath until it stays on the breath, and then you put it on the pleasant sensation, and you just enjoy the pleasant sensation. I talk about doing the jhanas, but you can't actually do them. You set up the conditions for the jhana to arise, and it comes and finds you. All right? So you're really just along for the ride. Your system actually knows what to do if you will observe correctly. Ayakema said the jhanas are naturally occurring states of mind. We basically have these states within us, and what we're trying to do is stop blocking their emergence. We're so busy with our minds and bodies all the time that these happy, joyful states don't have the capacity to arise because we're so busy. The idea is to get quiet enough and focused on enough pleasure that the naturally occurring, joyful, energetic state you have within you arises on its own. What we're trying to do is set up a positive feedback loop. You know, positive feedback loop? If this was a microphone, and that was a speaker, and I were to take the microphone and put it next to the speaker, it would start making that horrible noise, right? That's a feedback loop, a positive feedback loop. You're trying to do the same thing, only instead of with noise, you're trying to do it with pleasure. You're basically finding a little bit of pleasure and putting your attention on it. And being focused on pleasure is pleasant, which adds a little more pleasure. And adding a little more pleasure, that's even more pleasant, which adds a little more pleasure. If you don't disturb it, eventually it'll take you into a burst of sustained energy and pleasure, which is the first jhana. So instead of noise, we're looking for a positive feedback loop of pleasure. When you shift your attention to the pleasant sensation, you're going to need to be very well concentrated. A pleasant sensation that's just sitting there being mildly pleasant is a much more difficult object of meditation than the breath. The breath is, well, it comes in, it goes out, it's changing. The pleasant sensation is just sitting there. So you need to be very well concentrated to stay with it. If you lose the attention on the pleasant sensation, bring your attention back to the pleasant sensation, provided it's still there. If you're gone long enough, the pleasant sensation may fade out and you have to go back to the breath or whatever. If you find yourself frequently losing the pleasant sensation, not able to sustain your attention on it, you haven't generated enough concentration, go back to the breath or whatever your object was. Okay? But, you know, you're there and you lose it and you come back. See if you can stay with it. But if you're continually getting lost, then go back to the breath. Or if you come back and there's no pleasant sensation, you have to go back to the breath. If you're on the pleasant sensation and it fades out, well, you're going to have to go back to the breath or whatever. And you need more concentration. One of the problems that arises is people, what I call jumping too soon. They follow three or four breaths in a row. Okay, this must be access. There's a pleasant sensation and they jump right on it. Or they're just meditating along and a pleasant sensation arises and they jump right on it. Stay with the access concentration. Let it build for 5 to 10 minutes. And then shift your attention to the pleasant sensation. Learning the jhanas requires patience. You may have heard Dharma talk on the paramis, the 10 perfections of your sila, your behavior. And one of the paramis is patience. Yeah, you're going to need patience for learning the jhanas. It's going to take 3, 4, 5 days before you start experiencing jhanas at best. Right? It might be the last sitting before you ever get there. Right? Just be patient. Be patient with letting the access concentration arise. Be patient with staying with the access concentration before you move to the pleasant sensation. And be patient in staying with the pleasant sensation. And let the jhana come and find you. Okay, so to recap the instructions, put your attention on your object of meditation like the breath. When you get distracted, label the distractions, relax, and come back. If labeling a distraction seems bigger than the distraction, you don't have to label it. Okay, so if you just sort of wandered off and you want to just relax and come back, that's fine. All right? But if you've been in Majorca for 5 minutes, label it. And then come back. All right, so attention on the breath or whatever object. Keep coming back until you stay with the object. That's access concentration. Stay in access concentration for 5 to 10 to 15 minutes. Then find a pleasant sensation. Focus on the pleasantness of the pleasant sensation. And do nothing else. The jhana will come and find you. The instructions are simple. Making it happen is a little more difficult.